We are the privilege of remembering our Lord Jesus in the Lord's Supper. I'd just like to stop and ask the Lord to prepare our hearts not only to remember him, but to love him. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. One of his major ministries is to glorify and honor the Lord Jesus. And we just ask, as we consider your word and share thoughts, that you would speak to us in our own walk with our dear Savior, that we will be spending the time we should and loving him as we ought. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We've met in your name and for your presence. We want to honor you here today as we prepare our hearts to remember you in the Lord's Supper. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. I put at the bottom of the bulletin, in fact, I did it in New King James. The verse in King James says, "With desire, I have desired to eat this supper with you, to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." I just liked what the word is really getting at there, is with fervent desire. The Lord desired to have this special time with his own, and I believe that that's on his heart when his people remember him in the Lord's Supper. And so it's a very special time of remembering what he's done for us, but it's also a very important time to stop and examine our own walk with him. It's been on my heart to share something about how important our time with him is, and that's really why I picked this passage with Mary and Martha, that it's on his heart. I would say I spend quite a bit of time praying with people and bringing them to Jesus to recover ground in their lives, and that's a very important thing to do. But the Lord has impressed me that it's no substitute for my personal time with him. And I guess that's the thing that I just want to communicate today that's been on my heart, that our own time with the Lord, spending time with him, is so important to him. And that's why I don't remember where I got that originally, but I've been praying that prayer again. I put it on the back of the bulletin. Lord Jesus, make thyself to me a living, bright reality, more present to face, vision keen than any outward object seen, more dear, more intimately nigh than even the sweetest earthly tie. And I just convinced that that's so much on the heart of our Savior. In 1 John 4:9, a little verse says, "We love him because he first loved us." And it seems to me it should follow, we should want to be with him because he wants to be with us. That's always an amazing thought to me, that he has come and he wants to be with us. But a couple of verses I would just remind us of. John 17:24, in his prayer to the Father, he says, "I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me." He made it so clear that in his coming, that he came to be with us. He came to be like us so we could become like him, and he wants to be with us. I also think of the special passage in John 14 where he's talking about going away and preparing a place for us. He said, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." To be with him will crown it all. To the lukewarm Laodiceans, you know his word to them. He said, "You're not hot or cold. You're lukewarm, but I want you to know, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in to him and sup with him, and he with me. As our high priest, he desires to enter into the needs of our lives and to help us, but his desire is to be with us. There's a couple passages that stand out on that. God has seen fit to include this little time with Mary and Martha. I appreciate what John wrote. His very last verse in the Gospel of John said that he did many other things, that if they were written down, he said, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books. And so there is so much going on with Jesus' time here amongst us. But he chose to put this time in. The Lord chose to have this time and saw fit to teach us a lesson out that. And as has been read, our brother read this morning, that Martha received him. But Mary, Martha's busy getting lunch together. Mary is sitting at his feet, which she got really used to that. Seems like there's a number of occasions where she was sitting at the Lord's feet. It's pointed out in John 11. No, it's maybe I don't have the reference right here, but this was the Mary that was wiping his feet with her hairs. She had a special love for the Lord Jesus. Martha, busy, you know, it's a noble thing to have Jesus over for lunch, noble thing to be fixing lunch for him, but it's no substitute for the main thing. And so as you read this passage, a short little passage, Martha, she's a real take charge kind of person. I was looking back at the situation where Lazarus had died and Jesus waited a while before he came because he wanted them to see the power of God and the miracle of raising their brother. Martha went to him and said, if you'd have been here, he would not have died. And I hadn't noticed that before, but he said, call Mary. Mary was in the house weeping with some of the other friends of Lazarus, and she came. And that's when it troubled him in his spirit. He saw Mary weeping, and he wept. But she had Mary was very important to the Lord Jesus because of her heart for him and the desire to spend time with him. So Martha says, can you just tell Mary to come help me? And I love him. I think he loves to speak your name, speak my name. Martha, Martha, you're so troubled with so many things. But there's one thing that's necessary, and that's what Mary is doing. Mary is spending time listening to my word. And the neat thing about that, he says, that will not be taken away from her. It's something that will last. And I guess Jesus saying, you know, we could be together here and we could fast. We could skip lunch. But your time with me and time with me and the word of God and time with what I'm sharing with you is so very important. So there's a lesson there that Jesus was pointing out. There's one main thing, and that's to spiritually spend time with the Lord and in his word. I'd also like to just point us for a moment to Jesus' message to the Ephesian believers. Down the road a bit, maybe the second generation in Revelation chapter 2, and these are Jesus' evaluation And you know, I think that evaluation before a Lord's Supper, very, very important. But he shared, had so much wonderful truth was shared with the Ephesian church. They came out of such darkness and obviously had such a love for the Lord. And as I look at his message to the church at Ephesus, it's a very strict church, a very busy church. He says, I know your works, I know your labor, I know your patience, I know that you can't bear those that are evil. You've exposed false prophets, and you have not fainted. Sounds like a great, great church. Then Jesus says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against you. You've left your first love. And I guess the thing that that I would share with myself, I'd share with you, that we can get so busy about doing the right things that we're neglecting our time with the Lord Jesus and time alone with him and time in the Word. And it's so important to him, and you know the passage there in Revelation 2. Remember from where you've fallen. He called it a fall. You've fallen away from your love for me, your first love for me, your devotion to me, and you're doing the work, and you're strong in the work, but you're kind of leaving me out, not spending the loving time with me that I desire. So he says, go repent and go back and do those first things. And the startling thing, he says, if you don't do that, I'm going to remove your church. Our first love for Jesus is so very, very important. Busy with the work, but not listening to him, not spending time with him, not in our devotion to our Lord Jesus Christ. I think that was on Paul's heart as he wrote to the Philippians. And I just remind us of a couple things that he is sharing with them in his own walk with the Lord. Some things for him were so very important. One of these things where he could hang the certificates on the wall and all that sort of thing. He says in Philippians 3:4, though I might have confidence in the flesh, if any man thinketh he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. And he goes on telling about his background. And of course, in his way of thinking at the time, he thought he should persecute the church and the Lord Jesus. But then he says, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, but do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him. He knew, he met Jesus in a special way on the road that day. And the Lord had shared so many things with him, but this is his goal. I really want to know him. I want to know the power of his resurrection. I want to know the fellowship of his sufferings. I want to be made conformable to his death. That's what was on his heart, to spend time with Jesus, to get to know him better. One of the things that I also thought about when Jesus spent time with his own, the two after resurrection, what's he do? He's talking to them about the word. As he's with his own that evening, he opens the scriptures to them. And so that's on his heart. And that's what should be on our heart. To spend time with him. Getting to know him in a deeper way. God's plan for all of us, as you find in Romans 8, is to make us more like him. And as we spend time with him, that's what's going to happen. We're going to become more and more like him. I try to ponder sometimes what it must have been like. You know, back in Genesis 3, God told that serpent, the seed of woman will bruise your head. And I don't know all the, we have a little bit of the conversation between Jesus and the Father here in John 17, but I'm wondering, as the plan was made and as God's decision was made to share with his son, I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you because I love the people of this world. And I'm going to send you to be take on flesh made lower than the angels and live there, showing them how to live, becoming a high priest, and ultimately laying down your life for them. On this side of glory, I don't think there's any way that I can really wrap my head around what it meant for Jesus to leave the throne of glory and the Father's fellowship and overseeing all the creative work to come, take up residence in Mary's womb, grow up through these different years facing tiredness, facing all the hard things, being tempted of the devil, which he had spoken Lucifer into existence, and now he has to endure going through that and ultimately laying down his life. And that's what we remember today. That decision to obey the Father. In fact, I went to John 8:29, where Jesus said, I do always those things that please him, speaking of his Father. It's amazing. The plan of God, the sacrifice of God to offer his son, and for the Lord Jesus to come and do that for us. So I'm wondering today, how is my time alone with the Lord? How is my time with him and in the Word and allowing him to be quiet before him and to speak to me? And so I would ask you as well, before we take the Lord's Supper, how's your time with Jesus? How's your time in the Word? God included this little passage with Mary and Martha to point out there are good things to be busy about, but we must not neglect our special time with him and to love him and to know his love for us and to become more like him. So I just share with you today to ponder that. I've been pondering that. May we have the blessing of special time with our Lord Jesus and what he has to say where we're walking, and then becoming more like him. Heavenly Father, I just thank you today in our limited way of being able to understand the sacrifice made for us, the plan you made to rescue us out of our fallen humanity by the gift of your Son. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amazing as it is to me that you want to be with us, you want to be with me, you want time alone with us. May we afresh determine to spend that time with you. Thank you for the enormous blessing that is, and may we not miss it. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me the great salvation so rich and free.
We do thank and praise you, Father, for giving us the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for paying the price for us. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.